Why
Can you hear me?
we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I just came on.
Okay. I'm going to take a screenshot so I'm on your phone. Okay. Mr. Solano, welcome. Can
Thank
you hear
you.
me?
Thank you all. I can hear everybody.
Very good. There for a moment, we had a bit of a technology impairment. So good afternoon, sir, and welcome to this joint meeting with Huerfano County and Los Alamos County. Certainly, this gives an opportunity to share a couple of thoughts and questions, perhaps, regarding the budgetary process for the district attorney's office. So, sir, go ahead and take it from here. That's pretty much your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do understand that sometimes it's best attorneys are not heard and maybe not even seen, but I believe this was a technical challenge, not an intentional act by anyone, correct?
That is absolutely correct. In the or in legal terms, we like to just plead the fifth on that, sir.
Well, we're not prosecuting, so I don't know that the fifth applies. But anyway, as I can tell, at the table is the elected, newly elected district attorney, Nick Dale. And Nick has been with the office for over 3 years and is and has been the most senior experienced person in the office besides me. Next to him is Kristen Reynolds. And Kristen Reynolds has been with the office about 6 years, but for the last 5 years, you all, both sets of county commissioners, have seen her work directly and indirectly through the process of budget proposals. And it's both myself, Kristen, and with the assistance of Ms. Coberly, that the budget format that is used in both counties has been presented. The proposed budgets for both counties have been prepared in the same manner as they have been for now the last 4 years, and the same procedure. I have looked at the proposed budgets and understand, I believe I understand where they're coming from, and believe that if adopted, they will allow the office to continue to function in a manner that will allow us to address most, if not all, of the criminal matters before us. Just some brief statistics. In terms of what is pending now and will be pending and tried probably over the next year, probably the first half of the year, unfortunately, we are in a situation where we have a total of 43 class one and class two drug felonies. Most of them are felony of fentanyl, which nationally, as well as in Colorado, is a major epidemic. And the significance of it is that fentanyl can lead to and does lead to death. And in fact, I'll talk about it in one other situation in Huerfano County. We recently filed a homicide involving three individuals for the distribution of fentanyl, which led to the death of an individual. That case has been filed within probably the last 6 weeks. It's still in the early phases, but we'll probably try sometime next year. In terms of major significant class one and class two felonies, which are predominantly homicide, attempted homicide, we have a total of between the two counties, 14. Los Animas has 12 filed. Huerfano has two. We also have very serious vehicular homicides that are pending. One in particular, attempted homicide, involves a Deputy Eckhart, which is that accident that occurred over a year ago. That one is set for trial early spring. We have numerous sexual assault cases. The point of all of that is that in both counties, there is even a greater need for experienced senior attorneys to not only handle those matters, but prosecute those matters. And right now in Huerfano, because there are three funded district attorney, deputy district attorneys, two at the district court level and one at the county court level, we are able to properly present for prosecution those cases. I see that the proposed budget for Los Animas is as last year and the year before, equivalent to the proposed DA budget, which is based on the methodology that has been previously established. We'll be able, obviously, to, with that, continue the work we're doing. In Huerfano, in order to adjust, given last year's funding, and able to continue with what I see as the increase, the slight increase, which I understand has been something the Huerfano County Commissioners have struggled with, in the sense that our increase is probably in comparison along the same lines that has the county has been able to provide for other county departments. The way we are able to do that is compared to what is identified from our office as the necessary expenses, is that while we have the three funded prosecutors, we have not filled a legal assistant position, a paralegal position, and to the extent that we have an investigator, which assists us with improving and working on the work that law enforcement has done in Huerfano County, that person or position is part-time, with the remainder of that person's time being utilized in Los Animas County. So I think the message is, well, the next point I'd like to make is, I have been in contact with Mayor Vizzani, and he advises me, and I appreciate that the Huerfano County Commissioners have committed during this transition, since the sheriff has decided not to continue doing investigatory and direct patrolling in Walsenburg, the city of Walsenburg. The commissioners have agreed with the mayor, although I understand the mayor needs to take it to his council. The commissioners have committed that it's not going to be a hard stop, but there will be a transition, which to me, I understand, means that the deputies that currently patrol will continue to patrol, and there will be a phase out as a Walsenburg Police Department is brought up to speed through hiring and other matters. What that tells me is that the expectation about the existing unfortunate criminal activity and therefore filings should remain as projected without any disruption due solely to the change from the sheriff's office patrolling in Walsenburg, patrolling and citing, to the increase and beginning of the Huerfano, Walsenburg Police Department. So the final concluding message that I would say is the current budget proposals as publicized by both county commissioners will allow us to meet the current challenges. There is an expectation, and I don't mean to be too negative about this, that when there is a police department for Walsenburg, that there will be more increased patrolling, and with that, increased criminal filings. That's what I saw in 2017 when the former Walsenburg Police Department was disbanded and the Sheriff Department first took over, with the addition of the new deputies, which were equivalent to the prior Walsenburg police officers. So that's the totality of the message. As you all know, this will be my last budget proposal. Ms. Reynolds and District Attorney-elect Mr. Dale have both worked intensively and completely with me in developing the proposal, as well as making the statement that we believe if the proposed budgets as publicized by both sets of county commissioners will allow the important work of public safety through prosecutions to continue in 2025. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Solano. I'll open it up for any questions from anybody.
Thank you, Chairman. Hello, Mr. Solano. This is Luis Lopez, Los Angeles County Commissioner. Thank you for being here with us today, and along with yourself, Attorney-elect Dale, and
well,
Christopher. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I do, and I don't know if it was mentioned, and I apologize for being by Zoom. But as we all know, the storm that hit us in Wednesday and continued through Saturday placed a lot of snow everywhere. And in our situation, my situation at the ranch, we have had drifts as high as 6 to 7 feet. I spent the last 3 days just digging out the two houses. But as we have, and those of us who know, the clay roads in Colorado, and I have an unimproved ranch road, there is no way that I'm able to travel and traverse that road through two arroyos today and possibly even tomorrow. So I apologize for not being there physically.
Oh, understood. We're digging out all over the county. So, but my question to you though is, you weren't able to hear the first segment of the health department's hearing, but they had an issue along with most of the other county and government agencies in Los Angeles County with the retirement of Dixon Waller on the audit. And I understood you used Dixon Waller for years as well. Have you had an opportunity to obtain a new auditing firm? And what were the results? Have we received those yet?
They were reported with the state. Yes, he did the audit for 2023.
Ms. Coverly, did you receive an audit?
No, I haven't asked.
Oh, if we could get one for our files, that'd be great.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome. Did you have difficulties finding a new auditing firm as well?
Yes, actually, I ended up using the same one you guys did because we couldn't find one either. I looked in Pueblo and Springs and Denver. Yeah, it was horrible.
It was rough for everybody. So, and
Commissioner Lopez?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to add there were no adverse filings or significant errors or omissions identified in the audit, the same as has been the case over the last 6 years.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Anybody else? Mr. Solano, thank you so much. This is Felix Lopez. One of my question is on this section, perhaps anyone, adult diversion, non-state funded. That is seems to begin to gain a lot of footing when it comes to this particular program, $71,000. How is the program going, and how is Los Angeles County compared to other counties under this diversion program?
Let me just indicate that it is in fact proceeding. Part of the challenge has been that unlike maybe some other counties, we're not having as many as we first started out, either first-time or low-level felony offenders. But it is proceeding. I think we're now getting into a point where we might start to see lower-level cases filed. I think, as I indicated in the statistics, at least in terms of Trinidad, the Trinidad Police Department, while they're not ignoring other matters, they are making a significant shift in focus, not only to the homicides, which obviously you have to, and attempted homicides, you have to address the fentanyl situation. What turns out in the 3rd Judicial District to be the case is I-25 and 160 become the major trafficking route. That's why we're seeing more cases, both by the State Patrol and by Trinidad Police Department, as well as State Patrol and Sheriff Department in Huerfano County, as we are a major corridor route. And it's because of the emphasis on those that we have not seen the other lower level cases that are most suited for diversion. And right now, as it stands, the diversion program in Los Animas is totally locally funded. As you know, the state has not increased or spent any additional money in counties other than the ones they have been previously funding. In fact, they've cut back some of the money there, and there has been no funding for from the state for diversion, adult diversion in Huerfano County. But coming back to the other part, our juvenile diversion program seems to be operating successfully, and the number of recidivisms or failures in that diversion program tends to be rather small, which means that it's helping low level and early entry into criminal conduct juveniles, helping them adjust and turn around maybe their conduct and therefore their action and activities in the community.
Thank you, Mr. Solano. And if I may, I have a follow-up question with that. A couple of years ago, and remind me if I'm quoting correctly, a couple of years ago, the District Attorneys Association was recommending to the legislature to pass on this diversion program statewide, but with some state funding attached. Where is that conversation, if you have any updates on that?
Well, yes, you're right. All of my colleagues, the elected district attorneys with CDAC, made a push for that. Unfortunately, what has happened with the judiciary department and public safety is that other demands and other shortfalls have just basically done two things, one of which is for state-funded programs, in many regards, required a reduction that some counties are getting. In fact, more recently, some counties, judicial districts, are facing a shortfall and a need perhaps to lay off some individuals. So despite the activities by the District Attorney's Council and Commissioner Lopez, as you know from your position with the CCI, statewide, we are having trouble finding resources and revenues to fund a lot of different initiatives. And there has been a tightening of the belt across the state. This is one area that is still tight, and it's not clear that there will be any increase in the upcoming year.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Commissioners, floor is yours. Mr. Solano, we don't have any other questions. Kristen, welcome, sir. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And hoping to just keep the communications open. And by the way, we extend to you an invitation. Every county commissioner's meeting, you have a space to give elected officials update. So please know that every county commissioner's meeting will call in the district attorney's office. So feel free to, if your availability is there, to join us, and or even as Mr. Solano, you know, from Zoom, certainly that invitation is open. So at this point in time, commissioners, no other questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Be safe. And so now we're going to go into the next agenda item, 2C, other topics. And as for Huerfano County, county jails. Are we building a new one in Huerfano County?
No. Carl, do you want to come up so he can hear you on the microphone? You asked for this.
So we were just talking about where we are on our county jail. And we've got about $1 million of expenses coming up the next year, 6 months to a year. Some of which not also really all of our money. We've got some grant funding, but Commissioner Loretta brought up, doesn't really make sense to spend this kind of money on jail in the long run. You know, perhaps there is something, a better way of going about this. And we haven't talked to Bruce about it yet. We want to see, we sort of had almost a deal with you guys last year. If that's something that we could revisit.
Right. So we've done this in the past with other counties. So we have intergovernment agreements in place with Pueblo County for housing their inmates. The first step would be with the sheriff's department to have that conversation from sheriff to sheriff I would recommend that with Sheriff Navarrete and Sheriff Newman. And then from there, then they would do that presentation to the board, their board of county commissioners. And then from there, we would allocate authorize that intergovernment agreement after legal counsel has had an opportunity to review it. But it is not uncommon. Right now, I just looked today, our jail roster is at 45 inmates in Los Angeles County Jail currently. I believe our capacity is at 100 if all pods are available and updated and upkept. I believe we've had plenty of maintenance to fix and secure the ventilation systems recently and all of the necessary improvements that were needed. However, that's not to mention that the upcoming unfunded mandate from the state of Colorado with our jail improvements are going to be met. But at this current time, Sheriff Navarrete is confident we will be moving forward. We are actually have accolades across the state for how the jail is operated here in Los Angeles County. So I think we are prepared to assist you. But again, that is up to Sheriff Navarrete, his call, and then to prepare, bring it to before the board for the IGA to move forward. I think dollar-wise, don't quote me, $55 a day for inmates, just to give you a ballpark figure. That was 2 years ago with the public county agreement, somewhere in that neighborhood. So you can kind of just do some math for yourself on what your budgetary concerns would be looking at that. But I don't have a difficult issue with it. Matter of fact, I'm one of the promoted assisting in that so we can get more revenue for the Sheriff's Department to help offset some of the expenses. The detention officer side of it is the key component of the expenditure that will be incurred if he reached over a certain capacity. That's where he would have the difficulty. And now there's been an exodus of employees. So the conversation has changed from 2 years ago to today. Staffing is a big issue. Workforce, as you mentioned earlier, Ms. Gonzalez, and daycare facilities is also really a decline for us as well. But I would recommend reaching out to your sheriff, have your sheriff contact Sheriff Navarrete, and we start the conversation.
And furthermore, what we'll do is reach out to Sheriff Navarrete at the meeting, give him an idea that our phone call is forthcoming. And again, the capacity is going to be the challenge, depending on how many inmates historically you house. Now, hearing that the city of Walsenburg is going to be having their own police force, that also has to be taken into consideration. But those conversations, I would even encourage you to be part of the conversation with your sheriff, with Sheriff Navarrete. So carry on the conversation and see where we end up now. As Commissioner Luis Lopez was alluding earlier, we have had several conversations with the Jail Standards Commission. And the Jail Standards Commission, I believe now the new rulemaking process has been approved. But absolutely correct. Los Angeles County facility has been recognized for meeting a lot of those standards already. Sheriff Navarrete has been one of the key components of the entire state type jail standards commission. So I highly encourage you to set up that meeting. And as we did it a year ago, set up the meeting with our sheriff and see where we are and what, if any challenge, we can begin to address that. And so, Representative Amably from Boulder County has had several meetings with the region. And one of their recommendations, and I know this is all history, we had identified the Huerfano County old abandoned facility as one of the possibilities. And then there was a price tag of like $40 million to acquire the facility, plus bringing it up to standards that the commission is putting in place. But I think the conversation is prime and opportune. Let's follow up with it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I think our average is about 20 inmates. That may increase if you have two forces. I don't think it would by much. So I think it would be a good relationship if you had permanent functions agreement. So
sure.
Give the opportunity.
Right. And so when that jail was built, we've had some issues the way it was set up in the hole that it was dug in, but those have been overcome, I believe, for the drainage systems. However, having said that, it was built to have an additional placement for a new structure added onto it for additional housing of inmates. If I was the sheriff, I would listen, keep my ears open for possible grant funding and stuff for if we're going to be some sort of a, like Commissioner Felix Lopez was saying, the Huerfano County former correction facility is not a go because of the exorbitant cost. This facility might be something that he would want to tie into and get more grant funding and share as a regional jail. So if I was in this position, I would be all ears. But again, it's up to Sheriff Neverett.
Just food for thought. We have met with the owners of the prison, and they have also offered lease options, which look to be more ideal than the purchase. So if the board you're speaking to, that'd be an option. Yeah. We'll put you in contact with them.
Yes. One of the conversations we've had, and Representative from Boulder, once again, one of the comments, I personally made that comment, we have this abandoned facility. Why didn't you get the Jail Standards Commission team to come and take a look at it and have a multi-county regional facility? Now, the question came up is transportation, you know, for court appearances and that kind of thing. Arraignment could possibly be done via Zoom. Court hearings might have to be transported and paid for by the county that is putting those inmates in there. The same thing is going to happen, you know, right now, as we don't want to give you, this is what's going to cost, but the transportation, if you don't have the personnel to transport someone to for a hearing in Huerfano County, because that's where they have to appear, then the transportation cost is going to be something else that needs to be considered. And from that perspective, we have one of the other comments that came out of this conversation with the Jail Standards Commission was, what happens when we have these special transports? We all know about that, right? If you have behavioral health person, that has to be accommodated. So those are all the things that we need to consider. And the conversation, I would imagine, is going to be broader than we are having at this point in time. Let the two sheriffs begin the conversation, and I tell you what, let's not let it go by just simply a conversation. I think this board is ready to act upon if the sheriffs agree on anything. Sir?
And one other comment regarding the facility there in Walsenburg, right outside of Walsenburg, is I would also take a look at if it ever decided, we ever decide to go that direction as a region, maybe even the 10 county region, the vacancy rate, because I believe that's a 750, and if you just average 30 inmates over a 10 county, it's 300 beds we'll occupy. So we've got another 350 empty that we're still paying for all the upgrade on the upkeep on the infrastructure and everything else. So I think the idea of perhaps utilizing more bed space in this facility is a good step forward at this time. And if criminality becomes a whole lot where we're averaging 50 or 60 inmates for the 10 county region, then maybe look at that larger facility.
Yeah. I thought they did an additional inspection of that. They found out that it wasn't compliant in many areas.
When we spoke to Core Civic, the owner, they said that there are some, that it is outdated. The facility has been kept up as far as the camera system, things like that. But there are wooden doors, other things that are not acceptable, even in a minimum security facility nowadays.
But it didn't sound like they weren't willing to work with whoever wanted to lease or purchase to get that.
Right.
Did they give you an idea of what the lease?
It was $2 to $3 million a year. They said they had some internal arguments about the cost of the lease because they were trying to figure out the cost of the upgrades. So they were really ballpark on the lease amount. The sale amount was more hard and fast at 40, but that was, you know, without any negotiation either.
And boy, that's $300,000 per county. Now you're talking, it's beginning to sound doable.
Yeah.
But I think this conversation, let's have it on as we go. There is too many details to be discovered. You have the proposal that they gave you from the lease agreement and perhaps the purchase agreement.
I have the gave us like an information packet on it. I can forward that to you guys.
Yeah.
I don't think it includes the price, but I'll go back and look at it.
And we make the assumption that lease is going to be based upon all the upgrades needed to meet the Jail Standards Commission standards.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah.
And would the lease cover then the ongoing operating costs, utilities, et cetera? Do you know that?
That's my understanding, but again, that's based on, they couldn't figure that out internally, clearly. I will say, we did have another conversation today about another potential opportunity to perhaps take up some of those bed spaces. I don't know about you guys, but we've had a really difficult time getting inmates into the state hospital. Whether that's just a processing error or because of capacity, I'm not sure.
With a waiting list of almost a year.
So now you're talking to public health to be a partner.
Well, the public health or the having them buy it as an annex or rent it as an annex, they could help eat some of that cost up. Yeah. I don't know if they need 750 beds, but perhaps they'd be willing to work with us to get something accomplished.
Even it is built in a way that you could section off, you know, what was used for
right.
State hospital, what was used for the jail.
So let's personally, I think let's follow step one, have the sheriffs communicate. That's the immediate solution, but the long term, I know that other counties on the southeast of us were also interested. I think you were on that meeting when we mentioned seven or eight counties, including some from the San Luis Valley, were saying we're not going to be able to build a jail detention facility. We would be interested in participating with that, with Waterford County's facility right now. So I think we need to go forward. As we go to CCI, let me go ahead and we'll make a... We have a board member at CCI. Maybe he can open up.
That's true.
Yeah, we can open up the conversation and see how many counties within the region would be interested in having a roundtable on this subject.
Yeah, the only thing that brings up my question is, if these small counties, and this can't come to fruition for any of us, what's the repercussions from the state? What can they do? All right, we don't house your inmate, and you pick him up. So I don't know what to tell the governor's office. How do you go around not having the money to bring your jail into compliance, and then you just release the inmates into the street?
This bus that you're going to
Denver. It does.
Yeah, so Michigan, and I think it's in Title 29, says we're not obligated to do anything that they don't provide funding for. I almost would probably say, well, if our life is counties, we have to fund things the state doesn't want to. But I find it hard to believe that they have the money to properly fund us to get what they want to get done. And I also find it hard to believe that they can be particularly punitive against us. I think our biggest issue is going to be liability and private, whatever lawsuits come up, and that is them using those standards against us in that way.
$950 million deficit, last I heard from the JBC, for the state this year. They're trying to figure it out. So, anyway, good conversation. Thanks for bringing it up, Carl.
Thank you.
Anything else? Nothing else? You don't have any other items? I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Sloper?
Yes.
Commissioner Peter Sloper?
Yes, and we want to say thank you to our fellow commissioners.
Yeah.
And welcome aboard.
And yes.
And thank you, Erica, for all your service. Thank you. And go help the fire.
I'm going to go to the next one.